NBN Company's Chief Executive Bill Morrow says the $49 billion project is rolling out on time and on budget, despite having to secure a special loan from the federal government late last year. The $19.5 billion top-up is in addition to the government's previously announced $29 billion for the project. It was negotiated despite original expectations that the private sector would be tapped to cover any shortfall. Bill Morrow is speaking via Skype with the ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Well, we're quite confident of staying within that $49 billion expected cash burn before we're cash flow positive. So that takes into account the $29.5 billion of taxpayer equity and, of course, the $19.5 billion government loan that we recently sealed.
But why weren't you able to raise that money from the private sector?
It was the government's decision to loan us the money rather than to have us go out to those markets to receive that. And we're pleased with that because it made our life much simpler to be able to secure the funds.
But were you able or unable to secure that money from the private sector?
We would have been. We did not actually tap into the banks to start the process, but the government stepped in and said that they would loan it to us rather than have us go to that market.
Surely that was a bit of a rescue from the federal government, given the lack of interest from the private sector and scrutiny about the cost of the rollout.
No, it wasn't a rescue at all. It was clearly, I think, just prudency and managing taxpayer money and being far more efficient than leaving it to us to go to the external markets.
What do you have to say, though, about concerns about the viability of the NBN and ultimately being able to sell the NBN as a going concern?
It is the biggest project that the country has seen. There is a lot of money involved, so it's natural to be skeptical and to be concerned. Regarding the sale of the company, I'm sure the government will pursue that at a certain point in time.
Last year, KPMG estimated that the value of the NBN might have to be written down by about $25 billion so it could actually be sold. Was that an accurate figure?
Well, again, I know there's a lot of people that will speculate about what the value is and what will happen if it ever does come to selling it into a private sector. I think we should worry about that when the time comes.
Now, you've released a report today saying Australia will be the best connected continent once the NBN is rolled out. How does that stack up?
We will be the only continent to have a fast, broadband, high consumption network built out to every home and every business. Collectively, as an industry, we're going to be in a far superior position, again, to any other country comparable to Australia.
The report talks about the use of drones, 3D printers, artificial intelligence, healthcare, from the fridge door to home security. But will the NBN be robust enough to handle that, given that it has been a cut price model?
We are already seeing 150 gigabytes per user per month run over the network. That's faster than anything else within the country. That is more than what most other countries are observing today. And we have a lot of bandwidth to be able to take it much further than that.
Bill Morrow speaking there with Peter Ryan.